Welcome to Sports Mad Rez's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. Over the past 2 weeks, we had 5 posts on sportsmedrez.org. That's res.org. The first post described a study where the authors reported that Exer gaming using an Xbox Kinect system has the potential to enhance postural control compared with standard gym-based exercises. Next, we had a post on a study where the researchers found that dietary intake in young athletes seems to meet most recommendations. Therefore, supplementing may only be necessary for a few select micronutrients based on age and gender. The third post reported on a study where the authors found that an athlete who is removed from play after a concussion is more likely to have a shorter recovery than an athlete who continues to play. Next, there was a post discussing a study where the authors noted that patients who returned to pre-injury activities 1 year after an anterior cruciate ligament reconstruction reported being more motivated prior to and during the rehabilitation process to return to these activities than athletes who did not return to pre-injury activities. Finally, we had a post about a study where the authors reported that prevention programs focused on reducing the risk of ankle injury are effective for soccer athletes. If we take a closer look at that last post, which described the study where the authors systematically searched the literature to identify randomized controlled trials of ankle injury prevention programs, we see that they included prevention programs that focused on either neuromuscular, proprioceptive, strengthening, or stretching exercises. They omitted programs that used bracing or taping. Furthermore, only soccer athletes of any skill level, sex, or age were included. Their search strategy retrieved 10 randomized trials, with a total of over 4,000 soccer athletes. The authors found that overall, injury prevention programs provide protective effect for reducing ankle injuries among soccer athletes. Based on this high quality of evidence, the authors confirmed that prevention programs reduce the risk of an ankle injury among soccer athletes. While these results have a direct clinical impact, it remains unclear the influence that skill level, sex, age, and a previous injury history may have on these findings. It would be interesting to see if these findings hold up when considering these factors. Furthermore, the injury prevention programs included in this meta-analysis only focused on reducing the risk of an ankle injury, with time restraints often being a limiting factor for not implementing a prevention program. It would be useful to know if these prevention programs are effective at reducing other musculoskeletal injuries in soccer athletes. Lastly, because this meta-analysis did not compare the multiple prevention programs, it's unknown which prevention program is most effective and should be a focus in future research. In the meantime, clinicians should consider implementing a prevention program composed of exercises that they believe are effective and appropriate for their clinical setting and patients. In fact, if you're looking for what should be part of a lower limb injury prevention program, then you may want to look at the Osteoarthritis Action Alliance's best practice document that describes what features should be a key component of an injury prevention program. We will have a link to this document on our podcast website. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. This past week, our most popular post was a link to a page for youth sports injuries statistics from Stop Sports Injuries. And if you're an athletic trainer who's looking for evidence-based practice CEUs, then please check out our 4 online courses available through the Human Kinetics website. We'll have links to these courses, the posts, and the Youth Sports Injury Statistics website on our podcast website. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.